Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Selking, where we are in season 14, entitled What Drives Winning. In this season, we get to hear from some incredible leaders and high performance specialists across different domains to really look at what drives individual and organizational performance. And today, I'm so excited to introduce my friend and colleague, Dr. Arnold. Dr. Arnold, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I mean that. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome conversation. You have so many incredible experiences and have seen so many different high performers. And now in your role as the Assistant Athletic Director for Player Development Engagement here for LSU football. We're in our awesome football ops building here in Baton Rouge, and then also founder of DF Arnold and Associates, yes. Your own consulting company. Tell us a little bit, just I guess the crux of your role here at LSU.
Definitely anything outside of the football field, making sure that we have those things in place and in order for them to be successful on the football field. So whether it's being a liaison with academics, with scholarships, with admission process, all of those different things that touch the student athletes is what we're involved with. So community service, just anything. Because our motto, as you know, and I know everyone here knows, is to graduate champions. And so what does that entail? That entails all of these other things because we know that they're more than football players.
And again, just that incredible relationship that you have with everybody in this building, you know, your heart to serve people and to make them better. And I think that's what's, I'm really excited to hear your perspective on these two questions of individual and organizational performance, because you do adopt such a servant's heart in all of this. And your heart is really for individuals and organizations to win and be successful.
Yes,
so
definitely.
Let's dive right in. What, from your perspective, you know, of all the amazing people that you've worked with across the board, what have you seen lead people to deliver consistent high performance excellence at the individual level?
Definitely. It's really just the way they think. And I know we talk about it. It may sound cliche at this point, but we know consistency and repetition is important, and really just how they think, because I understand, and my clients that I work with and people in this building understand too, that it's not about what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you, and understanding that it really was happening for you, but it's the lesson that was in there. And so getting, whether it's our young men to understand it, to get them to think differently about how they're viewing the situation that they're going through. And so that's the biggest thing for me with my NFL clients is getting them to just think differently about the situation that they're going through.
And that's it. I think that's the beauty of having a coach, a mentor, a player development leader that can help people contextualize their situation.
Definitely.
You know, we get so wrapped up in like the moment.
Definitely. Because we try to control the uncontrollables, right?
That's true.
And one of the things I tell our guys, if I'm outside, because it rains a lot, those of you who are unfamiliar with Baton Rouge, it rains a lot out here. And I said, if you seen me outside and I'm sitting up and I'm saying, stop raining, stop raining, what would y'all think? That was something wrong with me. And they all say, yeah, I would think something wrong with you. And I said, but how do we as humans think that we're going to control other humans to do what we exactly want them to do? It doesn't happen. So when we start understanding that they're entitled to be the way they are, but I'm entitled to understand that it doesn't have to affect me the way it once did.
Absolutely. Get an umbrella. Put a rain jacket on. Go inside.
There you go.
Like,
there you go.
Figure
out a way. It's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. So now what do I do?
Exactly. I love that. That's a really cool analogy. You're a master at that, by the way.
Definitely.
Analogies and stories of like helping things click.
Definitely. I got two kids. So I'm that guy.
You got to find a way.
Yes, I got to find a story. So one time when I burnt my hand on, you know, Dad, what do they have to do? Can you loan me $5 or not?
I love it. All right. So take us one step further then. If individuals are about kind of this idea of thinking right and seeing things in better ways, what do you think leads to organizational high performance?
Accountability. Mm. Accountability. And having leaders understand that it's not about being perfect, but it's about saying, you're my brother, you're my sister, you're someone that I work with. And the mission of this organization is to be elite. And since it is to be elite, I need to be able to push you as well as I want you to push me. This one book I read talk about iron sharpening iron. And I have to be okay with you pushing me because I respect you that much to know that you only have my best interest. So it's about that accountability in order to grow the organization where that organization can be.
Man, I love that. And like Coach Flint, our head strength coach, you know, down there, we were talking earlier today and talking about this idea of accountability. And one of the things we were talking about is like, you know, I think sometimes people think accountability is like, oh, I'm going to hold you accountable mm-hmm. and like hammer mm-hmm. on people. Right. Mm-hmm. And we were having this conversation about, you know, accountability is like, I care so much about
yep.
you.
Yep.
I'm not going to let you be average. Yep. If we say we're trying to be elite.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Because think about it. And I remember having these conversations with Jaden, having these conversations with Malik and all the guys who left this past year and talking to them about what does elite take? You know, we hear it, but what does it take? And then they would give me the things that it would take. And I'm like, okay, so are you okay with me when you're not doing what it is that you said it takes to be elite? Are you okay with me checking you about it? Yeah, Doc. I said, okay, because it's going to be times where you're going to get frustrated. But I'm okay with that because I care that much about you that you told me what you want. And I see you doing something different than what you told me.
That's so good. And I was actually going to ask you, like, I think that some leaders wrestle with that, right? Mm-hmm. This idea of accountability. Yes. You know, I was like, oh, man, I don't want to make you mad.
Yes.
I want to, you know, all those yes. things. And so I love what you, there was something embedded within what you shared. It's like this almost permission-based model,
yes.
right? It's,
yes.
can I?
Yes. Yes.
Can I push
yes.
you? Can I sharpen
yes.
you? And when people give you that permission,
yes.
it's a different,
yes.
they have to receive it a little bit different, even yeah. if there's a pushback,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And I tell them too, because I care about you, I'm okay with you getting mad at me. Mm-hmm. Because I know that you see me with my kids. I know your situation where you grew up like me in a single parent household. And when you have kids, you're going to want the best for them. So I'm okay with you getting mad at me for holding you accountable for your future looking different than what your past looked like.
Amen to that. That's powerful. So we end every episode with this idea of some championship mindset training,
Definitely.
Right? Things that people can do because it's cool to talk about it.
Definitely.
But how do we go do it and apply it and start to build these mindsets and heart sets into how we operate? So
Definitely.
What's some championship mindset training that we can all do this week to grow in these ways?
Do it. Do it. Because we don't know how much time we have on this planet. And a lot of times we stay stuck. And it's not that we're stuck, it's because we stopped. Mm, mm. So don't stop. Just do it because somebody is depending on that situation that you made it through to tell them that it's possible. So just do it.
I love that. Where can people find you?
DFArnold.com. DFArnold.com is where my space is. And if people want to reach out to me, and I'm on Instagram as well, Dr. DF Arnold. And I do grind time messages every morning where I try to encourage and try to just really hold myself accountable because I get reached out from so many people saying, man, doc, this message, doc, this. And I'm like, if it spoke to you, it spoke to me because I don't know when I'm going to get it, but I'm going to just give it to you the way I got it.
I love that. Awesome. Well,
thank you.
Check him out and follow us on all the social media platforms as well. We're on all of them at
Definitely.
Champ Mindsets. Check out our website, selkingperformance.com. We got lots of free resources there for you. And then you can also find our book, Winning the Mental Game, the playbook for building championship mindsets. And per usual, if you're applying this stuff and using it and you've got some cool wins to celebrate, send me an email and let me know how you're using this stuff. Dr. Selking at selkingperformance.com. So excited to have you all with us. And again, if there's any way that we can serve you or your organization through keynotes or that one-on-one performance coaching with some of our coaches, again, just shoot me an email and we'll get connected there. Thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Selking. And from the locker room to the boardroom, I just want to challenge you to continue building your championship mindset.